Welcome, friends. Thanks for being here. We appreciate you as our family and really think that you're the hope of the world, and you are. And we've got a lot of intense things happening in the world right now. And we got in, I'm Richard, and we're here with Dr. Cousins, and we're going to get some insights into what's going on in our interaction, what we can do, and what has to happen at this point. So welcome, Dr. Cousins. Thanks for being here.
Well, Richard, thank you for being here and for all you contribute to our understanding. So it's good. So what I'd like to do is break us into a different framework. What's that framework? Let's do a little dancing to get that spiritual joy going. And then once our hearts are open, then we can kind of begin to move on, you know, discussing that. So we're going to invite all to dance with me for the next few minutes and then go into discussion. A little meditation and then go into discussion. Here we go. Okay. Okay, so let's just focus on meditation for a short time, and here we go. And if you don't have a mantra that helps a lot with meditation, here's one that Moses received from the burning bush, and Jesus gave his disciples when he came down from Mount Hermon. It's Yoda and in-breath. Hey and the out-breath, wah and then breath, hey and the out-breath. And you just repeat it with your breath until your mind's quiet. Here we go. Focus on my eyes, feel the energy, awakening that. And now is the meditation. You. Okay, come on out of meditation. And now let's look at this wild world we're living in. Try to get some insight into it, because it is a wild world, but it's not an unusual world. There are many destructive forces going on, and there are many positive forces going on. Obviously, we're choosing to be aligned with the positive forces. And then trying to think how we can make a difference when there are people out there trying to blow up the world and, destroy most of humanity, which I don't believe will happen, but nevertheless, they're trying. So one of the things that has proven to be effective, but it takes people to do it, is creating a thought form for peace. So, 1984, okay, that's 16, 30, 40 years ago, we began doing meditations for peace. Now, is this a new idea? Not really. It's been around for a while. It's been around a few thousand years. In the biblical times, they said 5 will chase away 100 and 100 will chase away 10,000. They understood the multiplication when people are working together. And the research, over 300 studies since 1973, okay, had shown that when people meditate together, they create a vibration that elevates consciousness. So, for example, in Rhode Island, they brought a few hundred meditators, that's it, into the area. They're meditating on a daily basis, an hour or so a day. I don't know exactly what the number was. And the crime rate, violent crime rate, car theft, went down 43%. People said, well, that's fluke. I'm just having a good summer. So they came back the next year. And this time, the crime rate went down 49%. Well, we can't call that a fluke, okay, because it's consistent. In Peace 21, we also saw that the amount of sunspots on each equinox and solstice compared to previous equinox and solstices was decreased significantly when people were meditating. So now we're saying, oh my goodness, we're not just talking about local, we're talking about the whole solar system is being affected. Wow, okay. So the message here is, we as a unified group of people have the power to change the level of consciousness on the planet. That's the very deep, very real message that people, can hear from that. Now, we do a Peace 21. We're still doing it on each equinox and solstice. The next one's coming up on the 21st of December. We pick the 21st of each equinox and solstice. And I invite you all to attend. And that's how you can find out about where we're doing it. But by and large, it starts at 6:30 Israeli time and 11:30 on East Coast time. You can kind of figure out all the time from that. So it works. And we are also doing a meditation for peace on every Sunday evening at about starting about 6:20, goes to 7 o'clock in the evening. And that's what we're doing. This is what we can do, the worldpeacemeditation.net. It's what we can do to make things happen. And it's slow until we get enough people to begin to shift the consciousness on the planet. And even a little bit shifts it, but the way the planet's going, it needs more than a little bit. It needs a lot. So we are counting on everyone to begin participating more and more in these efforts. So we do have the power to make a difference. What we need is for more and more people to show up to make a difference. Not to worry about it, not to do anything, but just meditate for peace, create a thought form, a visualization for peace, and that has been proven for sure to shift consciousness. So, Richard, I'm just going to invite you in to see if you have anything you want to say about that.
Yeah, I completely support what you're saying, Gabriel. And I think the other aspect that I want to bring in is that you mentioned the numbers of people involved, and that is definitely makes a big difference. But what I think is even more important is the quality that each individual puts into it. You know, if you get millions of people sitting and their minds are wandering all over the place, that's good that you have millions of people, but this focus is not what's required. And for each individual person, it's possible to have more than your proportional influence on the whole thing if your focus is steady. And that's something that you practice all during the day. You know, if your mind is running around in in crazy ways during the day, and then you sit for 10 minutes to meditate, that's better than not doing it. But what you're doing during the day is what really matters the whole rest of the time. And in a way, we're all in meditation all the time. It's a question of meditating on what? It's like we're all praying constantly. But what are we praying? It's where the focus is. And I think that's important, is make conscious. So I just want to add that.
So what you're talking about is another level of it, which is in every moment, create peace by being peace within yourself.
Exactly.
And that is the kind of the ultimate kind of way of doing it. When it's working with groups, I understand that we're talking about that, of course. But creating peace within yourself takes us to another level.
Yeah, if you do that and then you sit for meditation, it's a whole different ball game.
Right. So the call is to really begin to shift. There's a great Buddhist named Ashoka, I think, in India, and he created like 300 years of peace by his practices of peace and getting the whole Indian nation to be practicing peace. So we can do it, and then everybody gets involved, and people feel good, and people feel kind of blessed, and it becomes a way of life. That's really the key understanding. So that's what we're talking about. And it's doing it in how you treat yourself, the food we eat. Are we eating food that has no death attached to it? Eating a vegan diet? Are we eating food that, are we breathing kind of clean air? Are we doing exercises that balances our energy, our physical energy? Are we serving? Are we giving service in the world? Are we working with teachers who kind of elevate us in their consciousness? Are we waking up the spiritual energies? These are just some of the things, Are we working peacefully with our families and with our relationships? Because all those affect all those affect who we are and the frequency that we're putting off. So talking daily life and how important it is to live our daily life in a peaceful and loving way that they communicates the oneness. Go ahead, Richard, you were going to say something?
Well, I just want to add that there's a level of belief that we carry that we're generally not conscious of. And that's a belief that turns into manifestation. You know, we can think one thing intellectually and memorize all this great stuff that we think we believe. And on the inside, if we really deeply believe that everything is hopeless, that's what tends to manifest in the world. So maybe you could talk a little bit about that principle of manifestation.
Well, when we're in touch with our inner light and our inner truth, what we call the inner self, it naturally it is filled with that light and love and peace and harmony. Okay? So when we become in touch with it through meditation and prayer, we begin to shine it. And it begins to radiate to other people, creating more of a sense of love and harmony and peace. That's how the principle works. But we start from within ourselves. We start with our own inner light, our own inner love, and we get filled with that. We're already filled with it, but we get in touch with it because inside of us is this incredible amount of love and light and peace. It's our natural state, the natural state. When we realize that, we get in touch with that natural state, then it activates us not only in us, but also in other people. So that's kind of how that principle works.
I think that's so important about the natural state because people tend to think that what they see around them is the natural state, and it's the opposite.
Right. So part of this whole thing, and this is why I talked about the six foundations, you know, a vegan 80% live food diet, building prana with yoga and breathing exercises and tai chi, qigong, multiple things like that, and service and charity, working with spiritual groups and spiritual teachers that elevate us, meditation, mantra repetition, the awakening of the spiritual energy in the East, which is called Kundalini, and biblical is the Ruach HaKodesh, but all those things build the energy. That's the key. And so we're doing all those things that are building that. And then we look at relationships, putting emphasis on healthy relationships, loving relationships. They all expand who we are, and we share that light with other people, and other people are affected by it in a positive way. And I think that's the really, really important thing. And their research, you know, they looked at cities, 11 cities with 1% of the people meditating and 11 without, and they found that the cities with 1% of the people meditating had 16% less crime. It's not an accident. That's a repetitive thing. So we're creating a frequency in the atmosphere. Of course, our work is doing this worldwide, creating a worldwide frequency of increased love and peace and oneness. And it's there's a lot of pressure in today's world to go the other way. You know, we have forces of light and darkness are in battle. This is a critical time in world history. And hopefully we're able to bring that light, love, and oneness as a predominant force into the world to begin influencing the world consciousness. That's the name of the game. Anything you want to add to that, Richard?
I think one thing that comes up when people start being aware of what's going on in the physical world right now is the amazing coordination of the dark powers and the people that are working, you know, either consciously or unconsciously for destruction and evil. And there's, in the attitude that you're talking about in meditation and love, there's this concept of unconditional love that is a basic element of who we are and where we come from. And how would you apply that to how you see people should think toward those that are working for darkness? Because there's a tendency to hate them, and that's a big mistake.
The idea is, what we're trying to do is create unity and oneness. So polarity doesn't serve us. It doesn't serve our goals. So what we're talking about is, how do we influence people to move towards oneness rather than disunity, and begin to have people having a positive experience out of oneness, out of love, out of working together, out of unity, out of cooperation, and that becomes, oh, this is a way of feeling good. Now, we also know that people get high by doing really evil things, but it's a very temporary high. And the high we're talking about, the good well-being feelings, isn't temporary. It stays and it builds. You feel more and more filled with this love and this light and this peace. That's what really happens. That's when we dance for spiritual joy. Let's just get into that mindset. And I think that's where it works, where it makes a difference. So our job is to say, wait, this is fun. Come join the party. And that way we bring people want to feel good. They want to feel happy.
I think that's a basic drive of every living creature, humans and otherwise.
Yeah.
Everything is coming from that.
And so we encourage people and give people avenues of how to feel good and happy and peaceful and love. And then you're attracted to that light, that love, that oneness, because it feels good. And I think that's the way, from my point of view, that is the way to go about approaching it, rather than polarizing with people. So our work is not necessarily chasing after people who are in a very polarized state. From my point of view, our work is like speaking to people on this show or listening who are already somewhat there, and encouraging people who are already somewhat there to go a little bit further and also share it a little bit more. To me, that's more the way to go. And then the other people are slowly influenced over time, rather than going after the people who are most polarized. That's usually not as fruitful. It just takes time for people to kind of open up. So that's what I would say about, you know, how to approach it. What do you think?
Well, I'd remind us that we're interacting with everybody at all distances. And there are some people that you're physically talking to, like what you're talking about. But there are other people that you're interacting with a thought. And as soon as you think of anybody at any distance, you're connected. And
right.
There's energy running between you. And when that's to a person that is not just polarized, but openly working for evil, you can help them with the type of energy that you connect to them with, wishing them healing and love rather than hating them for what they're doing. And I think that makes a big difference.
Yeah, we move away from polarity. But I'm not encouraging people to pick the hardest person to start with. That's really what I'm saying. It's that pick people who are kind of more open, already there. Not totally there, but are open to the to moving in that direction.
Right, but I'm not talking about picking people to reform. I'm talking about automatic connections when you're thinking about what's going on in the world. And you hear that so-and-so is doing a certain thing. Your thoughts toward them at that time are important.
No, I agree with that. I just didn't want people to pick the most resistant people to begin with, but move with people who are a little ambivalent about what's going on and what to do, and kind of open the doors from there, and then that creates more and more of a shift in consciousness. So I think that's kind of what I mean. Start with a little bit easier. And that doesn't mean you discount the other people, but you want to start with where you're more likely to be successful, honoring everybody, of course. Because it's really easy to get discouraged with all this. So if you pick too hard a task, then it's easy to get discouraged and not, you know, you need a little success makes it easier.
Yeah.
That way.
Yeah, I think any kind of partial success is great. And the other thing to bring up is, We're kind of like a universal microcosm of what's happening on the outside when we look at our own form and our own physical body. And the body is responding to things you eat and exercise and all that stuff too. But it's primarily an image. And one of the big illusions of the physical plane is that it's solid. That's actually not true. It's mostly empty space responding to energy, even within your body. And that's changing moment to moment based on what I'd call deep belief about degeneration and aging and health and all that stuff. So it's important to do what we can to get in touch with what we really believe, not intellectually, but on a manifesting level.
Right. Now, part of how I work as a holistic physician is helping people clear their body karma so that they're more open to elevating their consciousness, because you need to elevate your body as well as your consciousness. We want to work psychologically, we want to work spiritually, but we also want to, you know, create the physical body is a superconductor of the divine as well. So all those play a role. When you're feeling good, when you're feeling strong, you're going to more likely feel happy and ready to kind of play with a bigger scope of consciousness. So we have to look at it physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. But we're kind of all four levels of the soul and the beingness.
That's right. And the emotional level that you mentioned is very important. Emotion is normally reactive, well, usually reactive, but it can be proactive, and then it becomes a force of manifesting.
Right. That's what we're talking about. And we want to activate that in people, and we begin to manifest an openness towards unity and peace. And a sense of, a sense of unity is a key. They're not, you know, oneness is really, really special, but unity is an alignment. And the more people can become aligned, the more it's easier to create a thought form of peace that influences more and more people, not just people, but the animals, the living planet. And we, as they say, we do a peace meditation. every Sunday, 6:30 p.m. Israel time and 11:30 East Coast time. So we'll kind of go across the world. People are meditating all over the world. And that keeps bringing people to this kind of deeper awareness. And then the idea is to share that. Okay, we have to share it. So December 15th is when we're doing that. And we're doing it all over the world. That's the thing I want people to understand. So that's what we're inviting people to on a regular basis. So I kind of bless everyone that we can really kind of begin to get more active in doing this. And I think, Richard, you pointed out something earlier. We don't want to get discouraged. We want to really stay with it and get encouraged. And we want to encourage others, because that's how it works. That's how we create a bigger change in the world, is change the world thoughtfully. Act on the peace, harmony, and love. So with that, I'm going to bless everybody that we're really able to do, that we do this, that we create this frequency of peace, harmony, and love, and oneness as the new world consciousness. Because this is a time we're being put to the test, because it can go either way these days. We want it to go the way of peace, love, and harmony, and oneness. So peace be with you. Doug, thank you behind the scenes. And Richard, thank you. And of course, you may want to say something right now.
I just support everything you're saying. And I want to add that it's time to work on the world situation on two levels. You know, we're doing everything we can physically in the ways that you talked about, but it's also within ourselves. There's a deep belief of what has to happen. It's like a program in a computer, and it's been going on for a long, long time in world history, and it's possible to change that program. And there's a quality called unconditional love, and you know, I'm not really a person to talk about it because I haven't manifested it myself, but I'm talking from old memories and from meditation and from a knowing that we have this incredible potential within ourselves to change our entire world as a projected image of our actual deep beliefs. And so changing things within yourself is not just to make yourself feel better about all the bad things happening and accept things that are subpar. It actually has the power to change physical reality, so-called reality, into real reality. And that's our challenge right now. And we have a kind of a crossroads where the world can continue in the programs that it's been doing, which are destructive and have unimaginable amounts of suffering involved for people, that what we consider as normal because it's universal. And I'm saying from memory, this stuff is not normal, you guys. This is not normal. We're incredible beings and we forgot. And our degenerating bodies are reflecting that forgetfulness. This is not normal. And we have an opportunity right now to get back to the real normal and to experience it. So the belief will not be the same as it is now. It'll be based on transformation. And, you know, this is not, it's not about talking. It's about what you do inside. It's about becoming unconditional love. So you're not judging and loving the nice people and hating the bad people. You become a radiating center of unconditional love, which allows it to flow through you and changes everything. So I'm just saying, let's do this together, and we can affect the whole world in ways that are considered amazing. So that's what I would say.
Okay, nice. Okay, peace be with everyone. Have a great week.
We'll see you guys next time. Take care.